Yeah, first I was want to appreciate every mother here, beloved mums and spiritual mothers as well. So my title is called Motherhood is a High Calling from God. And sometimes it's so high, we can actually feel very inadequate to fit in that high, that ideal picture of a perfect mother. And times when you're faced with the demands of mother, it was Ruth Graham Bell who said that, you know, there's no more job exciting and yet exasperating. You know, it's delightful on one hand and yet so demanding. Yeah, it's fulfilling and yet can be frustrating. And so mothers today, I want to give you a message that I pray will bless your hearts and make you feel that today you are special, you are refreshed. And like mothers, there's a Mother's Day card my daughter made for me, and I wanted you to have a look at it so that you can, you know, see she made this by hand, you know, and she's super mom. And she took a picture of me when I was doing, after I graduated my master's in counseling, and she came up with this, and she says that, you know, mom, thank you for all these, your ears to listen to all our family's problems. Yes, we do have problems, you know, we don't have a perfect family. And, you know, she observed and she realized that, yeah, mom loves to eat leftover food. She has a stomach to leave leftover food because I don't want to waste anything, you know. So I would keep them, and then the next day would be my breakfast or my lunch to save money as well. And, you know, lips to speak words of encouragement, healing, kiss, and knees to, you know, to kneel before God and pray for our children. Yes, we do need God's prayer intervention. We have brains to study as well. We are not just dumb mums, you know, stay at home. we need brains to study our children, all their different conflict resolution. We are an empire, we are the judge, you know, with so many things, that the nurse. And then we also have to figure out what to cook. Right? Every day I tell my husband, what to cook tomorrow, before I sleep. And I need to defrost the meat, and so forth. You need brains to do that. And then shoulders for them to cry on. Just not necessarily giving any advice or giving any... Oh no, my husband loves to give advice. And sometimes I just, you know, when you have a problem, he always says, okay, this is what you must do. Number one, number two. Sometimes you don't need advice, you just need a shoulder to cry on, someone just to understand and just say, it's all right. You know, we'll get through this together. You know, just let them out. And then, you know, the feet to keep up with the grocery shopping, keep up with, you know, sending kids to school and husband to work and so forth. And all these things are things that mothers, you have been doing all this, and you are a super mom. Yeah. In fact, I was just looking at the Hebrew word for mother, and it's so interesting that the Hebrews call mom, mommy, Emma. Okay? But in the pictorial, the original pictographic script, the first letter, the Hebrews read from the other way, not from like the English. Okay? The other way. Okay, and the first letter is actually the picture of an ox. Right? The first letter is an ox. Okay, as the ox is strong, the letter also has the meaning of strength. So mothers, you are strong. But incidentally, the second letter actually gives us the meaning of water. The second letter represents water. The two letters together give us the meaning of strong water. Wow, it's quite a contrast there, isn't it? Okay, is water strong? Yes. See, what happens is the Hebrews make glue by boiling the animal skins in water. And as the skin broke down, a sticky liquid will form at the surface of this water. And this thick liquid was then removed and used as a binding agent. Strong water. And this is the Hebrew word meaning for mother, that the one who binds the family together. Isn't that wonderful? So moms, you have a special binding effect through your natural affection and tenderness. In fact, you know, it's been wonderful that to hear that God actually tells us that as a mother comforts his children, so I will comfort my people. Thank you, mothers. And you're such a special place in every child's heart. No, I mean, Pastor Kevin speaks so highly of the mother. I know each one of you too have this special tenderness that God has given you. Never, ever forget that. Right? And sometimes we, because of all the demands that the motherhood places on us, we sometimes forget what is our purpose. What is God's purpose for us, our role? And the next slide will help you to explain, remember to remind you that not to be so distracted by all the things we need to do each day, getting our children ready for school and so forth, feeding them. But the most important thing is a mother is called to be fruitful and multiply in Genesis chapter 1. And then we often say, multiply what? You know how animals multiply after their kind, and so the plants multiply after their kind. And who are we supposed to multiply after? Whose image are we made after? Whose image? God's image. And so we are made after God's kind. And so we are to multiply after his kind. That is the godly nature, the godly character. To multiply godly offspring is what we are called to do. More than just producing good children and good citizens, which is important, we are called to multiply godly seeds. And that character is the one that's going to last and pull them through every storm of life. Remember that when we are troubled, we have a very important godly calling. And so God gives us mothers so that we can understand the capacity of his heart to love, the capacity of his to sacrifice, to teach, to discipline us, and to reproduce all his goodness and love in us, his godly seed. So we never see a mother, actually many times we represent, reflect God to our children. And this Mother's Day card from my son Josh, who is now a research fellow at Monash University, it's something I want to share with you because it's something very personal. And I've kept this card because he wrote it from Australia and now we were in Malaysia, and that really meant a lot to me. And just to bring home that point, how a child or how a son would see his mother, okay? He says, I liken you to be a mirror of God's love. Okay? He says, I liken you. Mothers, you are a mirror. Because God is invisible, he reproduced his likeness in us, his mother. And through that, the child actually sees God's love being reflected to him. And showing me the true heart of a servant who took what her master invested in her and unselfishly gave and invested back into his eternal kingdom by serving me and those who need him. I'm so thankful for these words, because many times I don't realize that they're observing and they are seeing this servant's heart. You are a servant, but you are a master's, the servant of the high master. Like him, he says, all the things I could thank you for, it would be for giving me a glimpse of how much Jesus loves and cares so sacrificially for me. And today, I'm so glad to thank God for my son's graduation. He's from his PhD. How God wonderfully provided the means for him, and it's a result of a mother's prayer. I know that many of you are here as a result of your mother's prayer. Thank God for giving him the full scholarship to do his PhD, and not only that, you know, tomorrow, he leaves for Portugal to receive an award for being the second best young scientist in the world. I mean, he's representing Australia. I mean, give the glory and praise to God. A pastor's kid, of 1,000 applications for his PhD, he was chosen. And we met the administrator of the Monash, who actually who told us that so many people applied and says, but your son got it. You know, it's a true miracle. And we give God all the glory, and God can do the same for you. Continue to pray and trust God for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Secondly, first I talked about a mother's purpose. Secondly, a mother's priorities. And we know that we are torn and pulled by so many roles to play. Yet, what a mother's priority is this. We only have a few